Great. Sure. It's my pleasure, and thank you for your interest in this research.
Hello, and welcome to the
KillRadio.org. It's the Sean Training Show. Sean, how do you pronounce your last name?
Dio.
Like as in God? Do you know that that means God in, I think, Latin and Spanish? Actually, it's Dios in Spanish and Dio in Latin, I believe.
It's similar, yeah.
So am I in the presence of God?
No.
Because you spell it weird.
Well, you know, I was
judgmental, sorry.
That's okay. I cannot disagree. I was actually just talking to a friend about this the other day, how, you know, it used to be French, with an E-A-U-X action going on.
Oh, so you were kind of had some Ellis Island action going on.
Well, somewhere along there, some Americanization happened, yes. And
so let's spell your last name so we can hear how Americanized it is, because actually... Go ahead.
Well, it's technically D-E-Y-O-E, and the Y is capitalized, but much, I think, to my parents' chagrin, I don't really capitalize it.
It's supposed to be capitalized?
Yeah, the Y, but that confuses people even more, so, you know.
That makes it look like it's like one of those Star Wars Darth names.
Perhaps, yeah. I mean, what usually happens is that people want to make it into two words,
yeah.
Like it's Sean the Yo. But it's one word with a capital Y, and, you know.
Now I understand it because, see, D-E means of or from.
Exactly.
And then there must be some town or city or village that was called whatever that
yo.
Was.
Yo, yeah, there's actually a castle Yo. In France.
Uh-huh.
But I have no connection to that.
Too bad.
Yeah, well, you know.
Does that mean you're French? French-American? Or
no,
European
I'm,
mutt?
Mutt, yeah.
Okay.
There's even some Indian blood in there if you go back far enough. But that's, you know, I'm not like...
It's funny how our ancestors hated the natives, but they didn't hold us back from screwing them.
No.
In more ways than one.
We'll screw pretty much anyone. That's our white European heritage.
God.
God bless them.
Yeah. So this is your tech training show. I just gave you a whole bunch of instructions kind of on the fly about how to do everything.
And I might know how to do everything.
So do you want to go to music now?
Yeah, let's try some music.
Okay, what are we going to go to? What track?
It's Cannibal Elvis.
And they're actually from France, I believe. Or no, they're from Italy.
What's that?
They're France. Yeah, they're from France.
They're French.
Yeah, these are both the bands we're going to play today are bands that I found on the show that I do on Mondays called Here Here. It's Kill Radio's all submission show. Bands from all over the world, as you can see, submit to us and we play it. And Cannibal Elvis probably found us through MySpace. Our MySpace page is myspace.com/here_here, HEAR_HERE. And band submit and we play it. If they send us a CD, we'll at least play one song. If they send us a number of MP3s, I'll at least play one of them. They'll for sure get some play, so to speak. But yeah, Cannibal Elvis we'll start off with. Do you know what track we're going to start with?
It's track number 4. It's called La Luna, off the album The End of Poison.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
We should just eradicate poison.
Yeah, poison's no good. The band was pretty hot, but the actual substance, not so hot.
Good.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so let's go to them. This is Cannibal Elvis with The End of Poison.
Yeah, La Luna is the track.
Oh, sorry, I'm mixing it up.
It's okay.
Who hired me?
Yeah, you're fired.
Oh, the story of my life. I'll never be like girls with a simple mind. I'm so much more than that. I'll keep you guessing, baby, that's a fact. Yeah, mix it all up. You get confused with my complex love. I try to make you see, but you just keep on getting more uptight with me. I'm up, I'm down, every which way. Just a lie. I don't know the rules myself. Just play it based on how the cards are dealt. Yeah. Oh, the game of love. One day I am into you, the next I've had enough. But if you can get me on the catch, prove it to me, baby, that I've met my match. I'm up, I'm down.
We're back.
Yep, here we are back.
So who is that?
That
we just
was,
played.
Oh my God! There's
do you want to answer the phone?
Phone call.
Do you want to answer it?
I could. Yes. Okay.
All right. Let's. You don't have to answer it live on the air, but just pick it up, and I'll talk. That last track we heard was Lady Fox, or the band was Lady Fox. It was a track called "Catch Me If You Can." They're actually based here in Los Angeles. Again, they submitted to the show here, which is on Mondays from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. It's Sean I Do with John Hirschfield. And then again before that, we heard Cannibal Elvis. What was that track again called?
The Cannibal Elvis was La Luna.
Yay. They're out of France.
Yeah, France.
I think I had a great name called Cannibal Elvis. So it's a little kind of glammy rock we kind of did there.
Yeah.
So who's on the phone?
You know, I think it was a wrong number. No one was there.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, it's probably the same collection agency that's been calling me at home looking for Anna Shabira, who does not actually live at my house.
Is that your ex-girlfriend?
I have no idea who that is, but someone really, really, really wants to find her because they call me almost every day.
Wow. You don't know who that is? Do you know whether or not she's your ex-girlfriend?
Possibly. There was that one night in Vegas that I
blocked. Yeah, quick little relationships.
I'm living the high life here in La La Land.
Yay.
That's Los Angeles for you.
Oh.
People.
Got
not, it. Not in Los Angeles.
So is there anything else you want to do while we're on the air, so to speak, in your tech training, or should we close out? Or
I think we could close out. I think there's sort of the tail end stuff we need to do, and that sort of requires us to stop.
Go back to our programming.
As much as our thousands of listeners want us to keep going and want to hear more about the derivation of my name.
Yes.
I have a good little haiku, as we were talking about earlier, about my first name, which I could go into, but we'll save that for the next show.
I'm looking at what we've been listening to today and what we have set up on the show. We have a lot of 9/11, World Trade Center, Pentagon type of programming about 9/11, and I think they might want to hear that more than they want to hear about your name.
Probably.
Don't take that personally. This is a week of protest that we're doing here at killradio.org.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm... Yeah, I logic like that. How can I argue?
Yeah, how can you go up against 9/11?
No, it's obviously yes. Okay, so let's close it out. That's the end. That's tech training.
Yep. Thank you so much, Sean. Everyone, Sean will be having a show starting probably really soon.
Hopefully.
Hopefully a daytime show because we have a lot of times open up on the calendar.
I believe so. You know, that's the whole pleasure of not having a job is that you can play, DJ during the day. So,
yeah.
Let's do it.
Cool. Okay. Okay. So thank you so much for listening. We're going to go back to the program we have here. I think this is an interview of World Trade Center stuff. Bennett set this all up, so let's just go to it. Why don't you bring up – is the PC up? Yep, okay.
PC's up.
So let's go back. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to the killradio.org tech training minute, so to speak.
Yeah, and it's been exciting.
With Sean DeYo.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Sean.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Hello, and welcome to The Reality Base. I am your host, George King, and in this edition, we will be taking a look at 9/11 conspiracy theories. The World Trade Center site in New York City is visited by large numbers of people every day.